The second principle states that water development and management should be based on a participatory approach. The principle envisions that key players, such as users, planners, and policymakers, should be involved at all levels of planning and decision-making. So how does this happen? By way of real participation. Water is a resource that affects all. True participation is ensured only when all stakeholders are involved in the decision-making process. This should be more than a consultative process. It expects participation by taking responsibility for and acknowledging the impact of each user on all of the others, and a commitment to increasingly effective use of water. Achieving consensus. IWRM aims to achieve a long-lasting consensus and common agreement by a participatory approach. In order to achieve the consensus on IWRM, there might be a need for arbitration and other conflict resolution mechanisms. Creating participatory mechanism and capacity building. This involves the creation of mechanisms for stakeholder consultations at the national, basin, catchment, and community levels. The responsibility of making participation at all levels lies with governments and will require raising awareness, confidence building, and education, provision of economic resources needed to facilitate participation, and the establishment of good and transparent sources of information. The lowest appropriate level, considering the objectives of analysis, IWRM might require top-down or bottom-up approaches. For instance, if a management decision is related to a transboundary or international basin issue, it will require top-down efforts. On the other hand, household, community, farm-level decisions will be based on the bottom-up approach,